We listen to the news these days, and we hear that Russia stands on the doorstep of Ukraine, waiting to invade. We read of protesting Canadian truckers who blocked the border between the U.S. and Canada and shut down their capital city of Ottawa. There are increasing racial attacks against blacks and Asians in our country. There is even rising gun violence right here in Cedar Rapids. And then we listened, hopefully we did, to the gospel I just proclaimed. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. Stop judging. Stop condemning. Forgive and give generously. All the major religions deal with the relationship between the human and the divine. Most often, the stories of most of those religions deal with trying to repress our humanity, to somehow transform the human into the divine, as if there is something inherently evil about being human. But the great revelation of Christianity is that the divine became human. God took on our humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. He came to redeem our humanity. Certainly, we are not perfect, but we are good because God made us that way. And that is why our Christian faith is concerned not only with our relationship with God, but with our relationship with our fellow human beings too. There is more to our faith than prayer and worship. Yes, they form the basis of our faith, but they have to lead us to something more, to actually living our faith in love and compassion and forgiveness. And Jesus taught us what those things mean in the concrete world. He was a friend to the outcasts in society. He wasn't afraid that he would become infected when he touched the sick. He related lovingly to sinners. He had forgiveness for his enemies, even for those who put him to death. Remember, as he prayed from the cross, "Father, forgive them. They really don't know what they're doing." And then he says that we, his followers, have to do the same. Love our enemies. Pray for our persecutors. Lend without expecting repayment. Do not judge others. Are those teachings of Jesus so impractical as to make Christianity impossible to live? A lot of people think so, including even many who profess to be Christian. But even King David, who was far from perfect, was able to live that higher calling. Although David and Saul had been very close allies and friends, they eventually became enemies because of Saul's jealousy of David. Saul pursued David, seeking an opportunity to kill him. In today's first reading, though, the tables are turned. David has the chance to kill Saul, but he chooses not to, because Saul was God's anointed one. David recognized Saul as a creature blessed by God. Therefore, even his enemy deserved to be respected. There are people that we do not like. There are people who are our enemies. They are also creatures of God, and as such deserve to be respected. Forgiveness and love of enemies are necessary for any follower of Jesus Christ. They are the essence of Christianity, and they set Christianity apart from all other religions. As the Lord has been kind and merciful to us, so we must be to one another. It is the only way to become like Jesus. The measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you.